mine health and safety controls begin with their presentation. The chair is taken liberty to go for liquid balance.
Liquid.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Nkosi. As I indicated, we do have our board members with me, and also the executive who will be doing the presentation. As the Mine Health and Safety Council, we continue to put the health and safety of workers first. We have, and hence we have been putting measures over the years since the establishment of the council in 1997 to enhance health and safety. And as a result, last year we've achieved, the mining sector have achieved lowest fatalities ever. And the coal sector as well is performing extremely well compared to the other sectors in the world. However, we are still concerned with the health and safety of workers, given the fact that we're still losing lives and having cases of ill health. And we believe that as we continue working together, the three stakeholders, the state, the employers, and organized labor, we will achieve the zero of the goal of zero harm that we all envisage for. Mr. Dube will do the presentation, Honorable Chair, and we'll take the questions later. Thank you.
Thank Chair and honorable members. I will be starting. The chairperson of council has actually given the background of council, when it started, and all that. I will start by touching on the mandate. Why do we exist as council? Council was established as a result of the Mine Health and Safety Act, mainly to advise the Minister of Mineral Resources on occupational health and safety issues in the mining industry. That's the main mandate of the council. As part of that mandate, it's also to review legislation, but mainly focusing on regulation of the industry. The issues of the other part of legislation, which is the Act, which is a Mine Health and Safety Act, is mainly handled by the Department of Mineral Resources. Council makes inputs into the legislation. And also, the second part of our mandate is to promote the culture of health and safety in the mining industry, taking into account the history where we come from in terms of the approach to health and safety by the employers. So it's part of our mission to improve the culture, to promote the culture of health and safety, to have that paradigm shift in terms of how we approach health and safety issues, making health and safety issues as an integral part in terms of how we conduct day-to-day business of mining. We also have another important part of the mandate, which is to oversee research. It's mainly focused on the occupational health and safety research, looking at what are the pressing issues that we have in the industry, how do we deal with those issues to make sure that we create an environment that is healthy and safety for the mine workers, and also for the communities that are more likely to be affected by the mining activities. We also expected or required to liaise with the other statutory bodies, other government departments, specifically on the issues of occupational health and safety, to make sure that whatever we do, we align ourselves with whatever other government department or institutions that are established to deal with the issues of health and safety. I'll briefly touch on the vision that we have as Mine Health and Safety Council. It's mainly to be the trusted advisor to the Minister of Mineral Resources and the stakeholders that we have in the industry, as a knowledge leader for occupational health and safety, on occupational health and safety issues. Basically, our vision, we want to be the first port of call when it comes to health and safety issues in the industry. If somebody wants to deal with the issues, wants to establish the mine, and he's not sure or she's not sure how to deal with these issues, we want to be the first place when people will come and find out what are the things that they need to be putting in place to have a proper health and safety management system on the mines. Our mission, as I've mentioned earlier, is to promote the culture of health and safety in the mining industry. As I've indicated, we want to make the issues of occupational health and safety as an integral part of conducting business, when you conduct business on a day-to-day basis. And our ultimate goal is to pursue the goal of zero harm to employees in the mining sector, and also to provide knowledge leadership in terms of occupational health and safety issues. Mining sector is known to be a very hazardous sector. Now, there are a lot of challenges in terms of hazard and the related risk. So where we come in as a Mine Health and Safety Council is to provide that guidance in terms of how do we effectively manage the risk and the hazards that are there, so that we can achieve our goal of zero harm and knowledge leadership. Chairperson and honorable members, one of the things that we need to do every second year is to arrange a summit on occupational health and safety, where the tripartite stakeholders come in and review the progress that we have made in terms of dealing with the issues of occupational health and safety. It's a summit that we have in every 2 years. In 2003, we had a summit, and we set ourselves a number of milestones to say in the next 10 years, these are the things that we want to achieve. We've identified the areas that were actually pressing at a particular time in 2003, and say these are the issues that we actually want to deal with. The first one was the issue of fatalities and injuries to mine workers. We set ourselves a target of zero rate of fatalities and injuries. And as a benchmark, we use the major mining countries, which is Canada, USA, and Australia, to say we want to be comparable to those countries in terms of our performance, in terms of health and safety in the industry. I must say, Chairperson, in the coal industry, where we are sitting now, we are comparable in terms of performance with the major mining countries. In 2003, in terms of the fatality rates, we were sitting at 0.23. And last year, by the end of last year, which was 2013, we were sitting at 0.04, which translates to about 83% reduction over the period of 10 years. And when you look at the industry in general, if you put all the sectors into a basket, we are sitting at the rate of 0.32 in 2003. And currently, I'm saying in 2013, we're sitting at 0.08, which translates to about 75% reduction. We will also be hosting another summit, Chairperson, at the end of this, towards November, to actually review the past 10 years of the things that we've said we want to put in place, to say how far have you actually gone. Let me also touch on the targets that we've set ourselves in terms of the occupational health. One of the major challenges that we had and we still battling or dealing with is the issue of silicosis, which is a lung disease. It's mostly coming from the gold mines because of the geology, the presence of quartz and silica, which results in lung diseases. I will basically touch on the target that we have set ourselves that we need to achieve the milestone that we said we want to achieve by 2013. The target was that using the diagnostic techniques that we have, we are not supposed to have new cases of silicosis that occur amongst the previously unexposed individual, which were unexposed prior to 2008. I must say, Chairperson, in that area, the information is trickling in. We are doing the analysis of the data that we are receiving from the mines. We are not doing as well as we are doing in the coal sector. There are still some challenges. We probably need to take this to the next summit in terms of what is it that we have not done well that we need to do to make sure that we achieve this milestone. And then on the noise-induced hearing loss, which is the type of disease that affects your hearing ability because of the noise levels that we have with the as a result of the machinery that we use in the industry. The target that we set ourselves in 2013 that we want to make sure that all equipment installed in any place on the mine must not exceed a pressure level of 110 decibels. Also in that area, Chairperson, we having challenges. We just need to do an analysis to say where are the gaps, what is it that we need to do more to make sure that we achieve this target. But what I'm saying, Chairperson, is only based on the preliminary data and the results that we've actually received from the mines. Chairperson and honorable members, I would like to touch on the structure of the council, how we are structured. It's basically a tripartite structure where we have the state being represented, labor, organized labor, which is the unions, and the employers, mainly the Chamber of Mines that is represented there. The council is supported by about 7 committees. We have the governance committees, which is the Audit and Risk Committee, Human Resources and Remuneration Committee. I will also touch briefly on some of the committees where most of the work of the council is happening, in brief. We have the Mining Regulations Advisory Committee that is advising council on issues of legislations, regulations, and the guidelines and the standards that we are proposing for the industry. We also have the Mining Occupational Health Advisory Committee, which is MOHEC, dealing with the issues of health policy in the mining industry, health information, health regulations, and research inputs, providing inputs to MREC. We also have the committee called the Culture Transformation Advisory Committee. It's providing the oversight on the overall implementation of the Culture Transformation Framework. I will be touching on the Culture Transformation Framework later. We also have CIMREC, which is mainly there to do research and develop the research programs based on the statistics and the pressing matters that we have in the mining industry. And after the summit in 2011, we also have another committee, which is the Mining Industry HIV and AIDS and TB Advisory Committee, advising the mining the council in terms of the issues of AIDS, HIV, AIDS, TB program, and also issues relating to silicosis. In crafting our strategy, we also took into account the DMR objectives or strategy so that we make sure that we are properly aligned. And also took into account the National Development Plan imperatives, where we're mainly focusing on 3 chapters, which is chapter 9, 10, and 13, which we find them to be more relevant to our organization. In crafting our strategy, we followed the balanced scorecard approach. It's got 4 perspectives. The first one is the customer perspective, which is focusing on the customer and the stakeholder needs. What are the needs of the industry? What are the needs of the minister, which is one of the stakeholders that we have in terms of making sure that the minister is getting the proper advice. second perspective is dealing with the internal business processes, which is the internal business perspective. It's mainly on the operational issues. The third one is dealing with the learning and growth, which deals with issues of skills, capacity building, so that we can be able to deliver on the objectives. And the final one, which is a financial perspective, deals with issues of sustainability and efficient use of financial resources. The CFO will be touching on those issues in terms of what we've actually planned as part of our strategic objectives. This is the Mine Health and Safety Council Balanced Scorecard Strategy Map. We have about 10 objectives that we'll be looking at in this financial year. I will be touching later on those objectives. The first objective, the strategic objective, is to deliver against the mandate of the Mine Health and Safety Council and the Council Summit Action Plan. As I've indicated earlier, Chairperson, that every 2 years we have this summit. And in that summit, we come out with an action plan after the discussions, after we've reviewed our performance in terms of occupational health and safety in the mining industry. We have action plans to say in the next 2 years, what is it that we need to do to make sure that we achieve our vision and our goal at the end of the day. And I'm not going to be going into details, Chairperson and honorable members, in terms of the initiatives that are actually supporting the achievement of the strategic objective. As I'm going through the presentation, I'll be mainly focusing on the measures that we are going to be using to measure ourselves, whether are we really achieving the strategic objectives and the initiatives that we actually set ourselves. The first one, in terms of how we are going to be measuring ourselves, is a level of stakeholder satisfaction based on the conducted surveys that we will be conducting every 6 months to see, are we still on the right track? Are we actually delivering in terms of what the needs of the customers are? The second objective talks to the communications of the programs and improvement of occupational health and safety awareness. What we have realized, Chairperson, is that we have been doing very good work in terms of research and developing a lot of knowledge, but we're not good in terms of getting this work to the coal face, where it will actually make the difference so that we can also realize the investment that we have made in terms of spending money on research so that people can be able to be in the position to actually use the good work that we have developed. So we'll also be focusing on that to say, how do we promote, how do you make sure that people are aware of what we are doing, and how do we actually make sure that the stuff that we've done is packaged in such a way that it's usable by the industry. On the internal processes, one of the things that we have identified is that when we analyze the type of organizations that we are, is that most of the work, especially the research, is mostly outsourced to various research institutions. So it becomes very critical that in terms of procuring services to conduct that type of research, is done within a certain period in terms of the turnaround times. Because if we fail to stick to certain turnaround times, we are likely going to be in the position where we are going to be failing to deliver in terms of what the objectives that we've set ourselves. So we'll be spending a lot of, we'll be prioritizing these turnaround times. How long does it take for us to get these services? The other area that we have identified that actually needs attention is the effectiveness of employee performance management. It relates to issues of performance, monitoring, evaluation, because it's also very critical in terms of the service delivery, whether we are able to, we will be able to deliver at the end of the day. So that's another area that we will actually be seriously be focusing on a regular basis. We've actually reduced the frequency of this monitoring. Normally we're doing it in 6 months, but we are going to be making sure that we are doing it in each and every quarter, effective performance management. The third strategic objective under the internal processes, as I've mentioned earlier, Chairperson, that we are a project-based organization, and most of the work that we do is outsourced. So it becomes very critical in terms of the close monitoring of the service providers that we've given the work. So the target that we've set ourselves is that the projects that we are going to be embarking on, they must be on brief, on budget, they must be on time as well in terms of delivery. And also, just to enhance that, we also in a process of finalizing the process of establishing a center of excellence. At this stage, it's still in the draft model, whereby the stakeholders are finalizing their engagements in terms of the draft model, and we are planning to finalize the whole process by November this year, where we are going to be launching the Center of Excellence. It's mainly to improve in terms of the manner that we are conducting research, and also to build research, to improve on the research capacity that we have in the country, and also to assist us in terms of making sure that the good work that we do gets out there, it gets to the coalface. So it's one of the things that the Center of Excellence is set to achieve. In the 2011 summit, Chairperson, one of the initiatives that we have as an industry, as council, was that we can see the technical interventions that we are coming with in terms of improving occupational health and safety, but there was another aspect that we probably have neglected for a long time, the behavioral aspects that we needed to attend to. And we've identified about 11 pillars in total that are likely to impact on health and safety. In the last 2-3 years, we focus on the 5 pillars. We prioritize the 5 pillars, which are on the leadership and risk management, adoption of best practices, elimination of discrimination, bonuses and performance incentives. Mainly the issue of bonuses, it relates to the model of the how the employers are paying bonuses. So what was critical was that the issues of occupational health and safety needs to be part of the performance management. When people, when employees are given bonuses, it shouldn't be only on production and productivity. It must also be based on occupational health and safety aspects. After the summit, Chairperson, we will be focusing on the rest of the pillars, which are the other six pillars, which is the new technology adoption in terms of improving how we do mining is done, integrated mining activities, tripartism, regulatory framework. There's still going to be a review in terms of regulatory impact, in terms of the regulations that we are recommending to a minister from time to time, and also to look at how we can assist.
I haven't done it in any committee. I've got no intentions to do it in your committee. But my fear, with the pace you are going and the details that you are going to, for instance, I thought you were going to just talk to the summit, and then because we are still going to go back to the retreat or strength plan, you then come with the details of the summit, what it will contain. The risk is that when I look at it, you are only left with almost 10 minutes or so. And I'm not sure that the rest of the slides that I see remaining, you will be able to cover them within that space of time. I'm just making you aware of that, because I will have to ask the indulgence of the honorable members if we have to extend your time.
Okay. I will try and speed up, Chairperson. Chairperson, these are the projects that we are going to be research projects that we are going to be embarking on this year. This is just the list there. And and we're also going to be addressing the issue of knowledge management. I'm going to skip the learning and growth perspective. I'm not going to go into details there, Chairperson. Then we can move into the financial perspective. The CEO will be CFO.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Finance provides us with the fuel to achieve the objectives that you have just mentioned in order to ensure the availability of the fuel on the ongoing basis. We are looking into the funding model that we currently have. Our current funding model is risk. It's not risk-based. It's based on the number of accidents and incidents that happen. But given the fact that we want to drop the level of accidents, we are aware that this may affect our sustainability going forward. So we are, as a strategic objective, focusing on the review of the financial model. Having reviewed the financial model, we have to ascertain the financial health of the entity and the financial safety of the entity. This, Chair, we do through implementation of proper budgeting processes and also the creation of some reserve, because we survive on the money that we collect from the mines. In case if there can be issues in relation to collection, at least there must be a 6-month equivalent of the reserve that can sustain the organization. With those two strategic objectives, Chair, Finances is now providing us with the campus of where we are going. We will be collecting in this current financial year in total levies of 70 million plus the contribution that comes from the Department of Mineral Resources. And having collected that money, we will spend it on promotion on health and safety, as we mentioned, is one of the core objectives of our existence. We will also spend that money on research work. The strategic objectives that we have just made reference to. And also, there will also be spending in relation to the projects that are currently running that relate to research. With all that, Chair, we will be having a break-even budget, meaning we intend to spend all the money that we would have collected. Thank you. That is a high-level view of finances.
We can use the opportunity of the 5 minutes. This is our basically the business model that we use to create value for our stakeholders. In terms of reporting, performance monitoring, and evaluation, this is the process that we are following, capturing the objectives, the measures, the targets, and initiatives linked to the corporate strategy. Reporting on a monthly basis, updating the monthly scorecard, quarterly reports, use of internal performance management systems. Thank you, Chairperson. I think we've come to the end of our presentation.
Okay. No. Sorry, delegation of the council. I was trying to manage so that I don't give an unfair advantage on others when others were cut off. Honourable members, the presentation is in front of you. Any questions of clarity? We go one. Oh. I did say this in consensus by fatigue. It's very clear. Okay. You are told you are very clear. The only thing I can say, CEO, I'm very concerned when you are going to have two summits in 1 month. I thought you were talking about your milestone summit that looks on the 10-year program or measures you set for yourselves. Then there's a second one that you seem to be talking about. I feel it seems both of them are said to be November. And I'm not sure what do you stand to achieve with two summits in 1 month, and whether in the interest of saving cost, you can't have those summits in 1 day doing all the work that you are suggesting has to be. I'm just saying take that thing into consideration. We still have got time to do that well. Secondly, I just want to say, I'm sure down the line we'll have a discussion on the expenditure pattern, which I think is a matter that it has to be taken seriously. Lastly, I can agree here, this is consensus by fatigue. You are the most critical committee. That department stands and falls on what you do. It's about occupational health and safety. I get worried when the CFO says in his submission you want to break even with the budget. Because I always say occupational health and safety is like when you said you are not collecting enough revenue when there are lesser accidents. In actual sense, it's like somebody who owns a funeral parlor. When you ask how are you, he says, I'm good. But I'm not good enough because the business is not doing well, simply because it's not making money, less people are dying. So I'm just saying we have to look at the funding model, that it can only be on the basis that the lesser the casualties are, the lesser the revenue that is coming. I think when you go to those summits, take those things into consideration by your discussion. Otherwise, generally, as I say, I think one of the things that is common also, no, this one has to be looked at. This research, I think there is a way. You are doing research here. I think MinTech is also doing research somewhere. And then another one is doing, somewhere we must find a way that, because you are an entity of one department, that the research work, I think it has to be coordinated in one way or the other, so that we save cost, even in terms of maintaining institutional memory. There must be an overlap on how you complement each other in terms of your research. Otherwise, under that, we will find time to have a much longer, maybe next time you'll be the first ones, so that you get enough time of the committee members, because as I said, the department and this country, the wealth of this country stands and falls on the work that you are doing. Thank you very much. You wanted to you want to close the chair and do your closing comments. Fine.
Yes. Ngovalo, if the chair will and the members can agree, bear with us. We just want to clarify, Wuti, we only have one summit in November.
Okay.
And all the things we will engage during that. And all the issues that the chair has raised, we've taken them into consideration and we've looked at them. And once again, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I know, Honorable Matara, you are in a hurry. You are done with you. I think let's then, I can say, as I said, that there's fatigue. Can I make this proposal in the House? Because I think generally we've been able to ask questions of clarity and the rest. Part of the way forward, should indeed say then we will proceed to the Tuesday meeting, and then and Wednesday, we will then look at how do we prepare our recommendations that will go for the budgetary process. And before that, obviously, we'll have a discussion of the committee having the benefit and the privilege of all the submitted presentations that were made. And then we begin to have a discussion in collating in the entire information. Whether we agree or disagree, how do we then finally have an information that emerges out of this committee? We deal with it as and when we arrive at that time. I don't know, but I'm at your mercy, honourable members. Otherwise, thank you very much. Even with the presenters, we know we gave you very short time. We're putting pressure on you, but we had to do it. That's the recommendation from the table. When the meeting was continuing, there were even follow-ups. I want someone who moves what I'm suggesting, and somebody will second. I'm saying we will now proceed to the Tuesday meeting where we expect the AG to do the presentation as well as the department through the minister and the first two. And then subsequent to that, we'll go to Wednesday. Then Wednesday, when we finish, we will try and do the same thing, at least probably post-lunch. We then have a discussion of the entire submission and presentations that were made here. We prepare recommendation to help both the chairperson and the researcher who is now acting as a content advisor, as well as the secretary of the committee, to go and prepare what they will then present to the committee as the recommendation of what the committee says, having had that small discussion. Subsequent to that, we'll then adopt that report, which we'll be taking then for the EPC. Honorable Mande.
Agreed, Chair. I move for the adoption of the program for next week as proposed.
Any seconder? Okay, thanks very much, committee members. See you Tuesday.